The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our study in Romans chapter 10 about why I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope if you have a Bible handy, you'll join us as we open the Scripture and consider His Word today. While you're finding your Bible or finding your place, I want to invite you to visit our website at considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. And in fact, since this is a series, you can go back and hear the earlier broadcasts and put all of this series together. You'll also find a link there where you can contact us. We would love to hear from you. And there are a number of ways you can contact us, but the main thing is we'd like to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll write to us or contact us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We have sent out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands. Now, this is just a little notebook you can slip into a shirt pocket, into your purse. I carry mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as prayer requests are made, I can jot them down. And keep track. Go back and look and see how God has answered prayer over the time. So write to us for your little prayer journal. Now, you can do it from the website. Click on the link that says Contact Us, and you can do it from there. Secondly, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And thirdly, you can just simply write to us. In fact, most of the requests we get for the journal comes from our regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 8, Paul said, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In our last program, I gave you one reason why I believe, and that is because of its biblical truth. I believe the Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible is very clear about the resurrection of Christ. In fact, 1 Corinthians 15:4, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians a little bit more later today, says, "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The Bible gives us an account of the resurrection of Christ in every one of the Gospels. 1 Corinthians 15 is known as the resurrection chapter. I encourage you to go and look at that and study it in more detail. we're going to look at a little bit later today, so you might want to go ahead and kind of thumb over there if you have a moment in 1 Corinthians 15. So I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, first of all, because of its biblical truth. Today, the second reason I want to give you that I believe in the resurrection of Christ is because of its historical tribute. What I mean by that is that the resurrection of Christ is not some fairy tale that was made up. It was not a lie that was made up by the disciples, as is still reported today. But from the time of the resurrection, it was spoken of as a historical event, not something that was made up, not something that Christians tried to put together to kind of ramp up Christianity. You realize that our whole calendar is based on the resurrection of Christ. When you see written B.C., it's talking about before Christ, and the words Anno Domini or A.D. says in the year of our Lord, and that A.D. is time from the resurrection of Christ. Sometimes I think about when I write a check, I want to add that A.D. to the date. Never done that and probably won't. But it is a historical fact and is found all through history. Even shortly after the time of Christ, we have several early historians that speak of it. One of the most common and probably one of the most well-known was a man by the name of Flavius Josephus. Here's what he said about the resurrection of Christ. Now, he wrote shortly after the resurrection and was observing the disciples. And he said, "And when upon the accusation of the principal men among us, Pilate had condemned him," speaking of Jesus, "to a cross, those who had first come to love him did not cease. He appeared to them, spending a third day restored to life. For the prophets of God had foretold these things, and a thousand other marvels about him. And the tribe of the Christians, so called after him, has still to this day not disappeared." It is a historical fact of the resurrection. I don't know how many people can deny the resurrection of Christ when they believe many other historical events, and yet this is one of them, and they would deny the resurrection. But you know, we cannot dismiss the writers of the New Testament. They were real people. They were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. Many of them saw it. Go back to Luke chapter 1 when Luke was writing his gospel. Listen to what he said there. Luke chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading right in verse 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. He said, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." And Luke goes on later and gives us a great detailed description of what happened when Jesus rose from the dead. Those Old Testament writers were eyewitness testimonies. Again, Luke writing in Acts in a very similar way. Again, writing to Theophilus said, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, was given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen." I love that passage in 1 Corinthians 15. Now, I mentioned we'll be going over there, and we're going to be looking at that a couple of times over the next day or two, or the next week or two. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians when he was writing about the resurrection of Christ. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now look at this. And that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, and some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Let me ask you this. How many eyewitnesses do you need? You know, in Scripture, to prove something, you only needed two. And today, in courts of law, they will bring eyewitnesses to describe exactly what they had seen. When it comes to the resurrection of Christ, there's the eyewitness testimony of, he said, over 500 at once. And he goes to and describes how others had seen him as well. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, they saw it. And now we can hear the testimony of all of these people. Imagine if we could line them all up, one after one after one, saying, I saw him, I saw him, I saw him. He rose from the dead and giveth that eyewitness testimony. And I think one of the greatest reasons that I believe in the resurrection is because of the transformation of the disciples, how they changed. When you read the Gospels and you read about all of the things that happened with Jesus, the miracles, the things that he said, the things that he did, when you get to the book of Acts and you hear the disciples preach and you hear them give testimony, it's amazing how much that they speak of the resurrection of Christ, how much they speak of him. Remember Peter, who denied the Lord, on that day of Pentecost would stand up and boldly declare that he knew Jesus and that Jesus had risen from the dead. His whole message was about the resurrection of Christ, and how that they saw him, and that how they knew he rose again. When they were arrested, they would give testimony of the resurrection of Christ and how they changed. You know, they didn't talk about the miracles. They didn't talk about seeing Jesus walk on water. None of those things. They talked about resurrection. Now, our time is gone. We're going to pick up here next week about these disciples and how it changed them when they saw Jesus risen from the dead. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.